Radio, Radio Los.
Yeah, it's all working.
They can hear us talking right now.
They can hear us talking? Did we give any of our secrets?
No.
I wasn't picking
up. Never give your secrets.
Okay. I've got secrets galore. Maybe not. Maybe a try.
There's a lot going on in here.
There is.
How did it get so hot?
Because you're in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
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 S-A-R-I.
Sorry to myself, man. Mom. I'm sorry to my God.
The fan.
Freedom!
Fuck that shit. I quit my job. All you motherfuckers go out there and quit your jobs today. Enjoy your summer.
I want to be free.
And happy birthday to me.
I want to be free. Free. It's on.
If you're free, give us a call.
I always tell you to quit your job. It's about time you listen.
I know. I gave my boss 2 weeks yesterday, and he said, okay. Today he called me and told me, don't come back. I'm like, just giving me what I want. Bitch.
Thank you.
He's only screwing himself.
Ha ha. Which ain't so bad. I just saw Kinsey last night.
Me too.
Ah, you did too the same night?
Oh, no, wait, on Sunday. I watched it on Sunday.
That movie was good.
It was good. I just didn't
know. No, Monday.
It was really good.
It was really good. I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah. So. I miss everything in the theaters. The last movie I saw in the theaters was Bubba Ho-Tep.
That okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
It's an awesome movie. It's
really great.
Everyone should go rent that movie.
Bruce and Dojo in the know. Bruiser and Shamber on the out.
I just wish that he didn't end up puncturing his foreskin at the end.
Ew, wait, I
feel like negated.
Oh, and Kinsey, thank you.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Who did that?
I know, I was like, I just saw that somewhere.
Wish he didn't do that. Now I have to break up with him. It's a little too much for Circa. Are we singing?
Yeah.
Barbershop Quartet?
I don't... Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Break it down.
Yeah, go ahead. You start.
No. Amber, you start. You're in the bright colors. Bright colors equals singing duty.
When was that law?
I think you should know me well enough. New laws are created daily. Life is ever changing. You cannot step twice in the same river.
Good point.
Circa 92's 30-second philosophy. Today's 30-second philosophy that, based on the essential Alan Watts given to me by Joseph for reading, is that we are like a boat on an ocean. We should not look at the past towards the wake that we have created, but otherwise onward toward the direction that we want to be heading. The only thing we have is the now. And Amber did not walk. That's my phone, perhaps. It could be.
Do you have T-Mobile?
I have Sprint.
Oh, that's a T-Mobile.
Sprint,
ring.
You can send me a check now.
Assholes. Those are not endorsements. We don't get free endorsements on Kill
no.
Radio.
But my exploitation t-shirt line does. And one day, please log on to www.tomloveskate.com. Okay, let's get a music on. You guys, call us
so
with requests.
Hot,
that's
don't
kind of
call.
Fun. 213-252-0990. Sarah, I love phone calls.
No, you don't.
Lou, we'll prank phone call.
BB, you don't
watch
have any tattoos, huh?
I'm a virgin.
Haha, me too. Not like these sluts over here.
I don't know what I need to, like, poison my skin for. I do enough.
I know. All that beer you drink.
No, I don't like anything too long, you know? So it's like, I just get sick of everything. I can't see, like, something on me for, like, the rest of my life.
I've liked pickles since I was in fourth grade.
Do you have a pickle on you?
No, but usually I always have a jar in my fridge, even if there's nothing else.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Music!
Break it down.
Remember. If I... Oh, uno, dos. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Thank you.
You see that black boy over there running scared? His old man in a bottle. He done quit his 9 to 5. He drink full time and now he's living in a bottle. See that black boy over there running scared? His old man got a problem, and it's a bad one. He ain't done pawned off damn near everything. His old woman went and drank full bottle. And don't you think it's a crime when time after time after time people in a bottle? There's people living in a bottle. Listen to me. See that sister, her shirt was fine, but she started drinking wine in a bottle. She told me old man committed a crime, he's doing time, now she's hanging in a bottle. I seen her out there on the avenue all by herself, sure need help from the bottle. I seen her, your man tried to help her, now she cussed him out and hit him in the head with the bottle. They turned to me, they asked me, girl, now, don't you think it's a crime? No way. And time after time after time, people in the bottle. There's people showing up in the bottom. Give another good example. You see that jet in a regal suit, there ain't nothing damn near blown his cool to the bottom. He was a doctor helping young girls along. If they wasn't too far gonna have problems. But the offenders of the Dollar Eagle said, what you doing, man? Illegal. Now he's in the bottom. Chase the prisons away from the bottom. You turned to me, you said, dip your hand now. Don't you think it's a crime? The way time after time, friends of mine in the bottom. There's people showing up in the bottom. Come on, hit the lick one time, stick.
Yeah. ሰዎች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ ሰዓቱ ቢደርስ መምጫሽን አስበው ይጠባበቁሻል አይኖች ተርበው እፎይ ባለ ልቤ ፍቅራችን አግኝቼ ሊያዩሽ ይጓጓሉ ተርበው አይኖቼ ናፍቀዋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው አይ ናፍቀዋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ እንዳንቺ የሚናፈቅ ከወዴት ይመጣል ቁም ነገርሽ ልብን ይመስጣል ረሃብን ማቴ ለኔ ክብሬ አንቺ ነሽ ካጠገቤ አትጥፊ ያኔ ማረፊያ ነሽ ናፍቀዋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው ናፍቀዋል አይኖቼ አትሰውሪያቸው ተራቡ ሱሶነሽባቸው የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ የዘገየሽበት ምን ይሆን ምክንያቱ አይኖች ተራቡ ደረሰ ሰዓቱ
Let's see here. I don't know. I went to this really crappy party for these two people I can't stand.
Yeah, they suck. Tell us about this party.
Yeah, where was it?
Why weren't we invited?
I don't know, but you should have been there.
Yeah. Was it popping?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty stressful for me. Like, everything that could happen totally did happen, like my car breaking down.
Oh, yeah.
Getting equipment that only works for, you know, the owning operator, not just the borrowing operator person. So.
You had to say, like, magic word or something.
Yeah. Abracadabra. Just didn't work. It totally sucked. So, yeah.
Next time you'll be a pro.
Yeah.
That equipment.
I don't want to be a pro, okay? No, it was a lot of fun. I had a very fun time enjoying both of your guys' birthday.
Us, we rule.
We do.
Shout out to Tracy.
Oh, yeah. Tracy.
Tracy, Tracy, Tracy,
Tracy. Tracy, Tracy, Tracy is so easily amused. Yeah. Tracy.
We're also saying hello to a guy named G-Money.
G-Money.
Yeah, if we all could say his name at the same time, I think it'd make him happy. Ready?
All right.
Hi, G-Money.
In a one, in a two, in a three, in a four. G-Money.
G-Money.
G-Money. G-Money.
Oh, wait. There's somebody else. Mr. Callisto.
Callisto.
At 213-252-0998. Oh, Callisto.
Callisto.
Yeah, he's surfing.
Oh, as well he should be on this fine day.
I want
to go. Let's go surfing.
Hey, let's just leave right now.
Let's go.
Yeah, this sucks.
Do we have Beach Boys? We should play some Beach Boys.
No, we're not playing the Beach Boys.
No way.
There's not one person on there that wants to hear the Beach Boys.
You guys love Pet Sounds.
If you do, then there's something seriously wrong.
Well, we all know there's something seriously wrong with me, but I don't think my fondness for the Beach Boys is one of them.
Oh, wait. Maybe we can play.
No.
Do our little scream.
Beach Boys are so good.
No.
No, they're not.
If you want to hear...
How can you say that they're good, man?
I don't know how you can say they're not.
Okay.
Maybe. After I saw Kinsey, I might be a 3 on the 1-6 scale.
I don't like them.
We're not listening.
I think it's indicative of how you were raised. No. I mean, I grew up with my parents playing it in good times, like barbecues, Beach Boys in the background.
And you didn't tell them that this really sucks.
I like vocal harmonies. I think it's nice.
They sound like their balls haven't dropped.
I just think it's nice. I guess I just wasn't made for this world. It's very smooth. You guys, can I tell you a real date story that my friend just went through?
A real date story?
It's a real date story here, live at the train wreck on killradio.org. Second date. First one went swimmingly well. He pulled a cute move. He text messaged her as he was right next to her that said, kiss me, which I guess is cute in the moment, so they kiss.
That is kind of cute.
It's really cute. You know? But, like, there's a little backup to it, too. Like he was like, you keep text messaging this other person, whatever. And so he text messaged, kiss me, and that was, like, nice. Sparks flew, whatever. Heavy makeout session by the car. Segue into second date. He invites her over to his house to hang out before whatever it is they're going to do. And when he opens the door, he's in a robe. Yeah, which totally nullified the whole experience prior to. She didn't even know how to handle it. Like, opened the door in a swank satin robe and was like, hey, jazz music pounding slightly in the background and drinks set up. And
what did she do?
No third date.
Did she just leave? Did she just bail?
No, but I think it made her uncomfortable and he just didn't get it. The worst was he put... No, but you guys, I forgot the clincher. The worst is that he pulled out the Rumi, the Book of Rumi, and started to read Rumi to her.
Oh my God, I love this guy. We're putting him in a fucking movie.
Like, does that still happen?
I would run.
I don't know. You have to be fucking insane to do something like that. And you know, you got to give the kid props for having balls.
Or 38, because he was 38.
Oh, okay.
Balls. The guy just has too much testosterone, dude.
I think he watched too many.
Like no appreciation for anything but himself. What a loser.
I just couldn't. That's the true gender bias, because I'm sure if a guy showed up at a girl's house and she was in oiled
robe.
Up and
yeah,
sexy,
exactly.
Whatever.
He'd be stoked.
Maybe same side of the... one man's ceiling is another man's floor. Thank you, Beastie Boys. So that was my interesting story of the day. And I got to ride roller coaster rides.
Where did you go to Magic Mountain?
Magic Mountain.
Lucky.
I like that place. I haven't been there forever.
Felt like
there, let's go. We're all going.
You have all these plans.
I know. Because I just
money
lost my job.
Since you don't have a job.
You didn't lose your job. Your job lost you.
Yeah, my job lost me. That's right.
Ow. Philosophy by Circa 92.
Is that your new name? Circa 92?
Circa 92 okay. Is my more aggressive personality. And then DJ Bruce is like, I'm on fire.
All right.
It's like subtle, little innuendo. Have you guys read The Power of Seduction by Robert Greene?
No.
Oh, God, it's so interesting. I'm on probably my third reading, kind of. I read it twice the first time through. But it's very funny because the vernacular he chooses is what, like, at first kind of made me read it with one eye closed. But it'll be like, step number one. Step number three is isolate the victim. It's all broken down to prey and hunter. It's like really crazy because, you know, like.
So
totally
why don't you
like
exercise
test.
Something you learned from Power of Suggestion?
No, I don't have enough guts.
No guts, no glory. Maybe. Mm. Oh God, how good would it be to hear us? Bruiser's gonna get mad, but Smiley the Tiger. Focus. Get ready for the fight. Kidding.
I feel like I'm being tortured
of the
over
worlds
here.
Over here. We got Bruiser in ring one and Bruce in ring two.
The problem is Bruce is going to kick Bruiser's ass.
Still undecided, but we will take bets. $5.
Yeah, call in. Place your bets.
I'll suffer for money. That's what a job is, right?
Oh my God, I just, you guys know a loose acquaintance of mine, she does foot fetish nights.
Ooh.
I can't even believe this is a perfect segue to everything. She does foot fetish nights, and the next day I used to, because I like writing, you know, so the next day I used to like ask her a bunch of questions, because it was like curiosity to me. Like, they pay $20 every 15 minutes to massage and suck on her feet. They also pay an entrance fee, and this club goes up once a month. So she'll go in, she get her pedicure, she goes to work, and she comes back. So one day I was like, how was it last night? You know, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I had the weirdest guy to date. While he's rubbing her foot and talking to her, he starts to ask her, tell me the dirtiest your feet have ever been. And she was like, well, I was wearing flip-flops at Disneyland. And he started to get really excited. The second phase was that he made her take off of her shoes and have her walk around the party scuffing her feet, discussing how she could feel the filth between the base of her foot with
her
like,
feet getting
floor.
Stuck to the beard.
Yeah, and then afterwards, she's like, I can just feel myself getting coated. He's like, really? And then, like, you know, the step three was him sucking on her toes.
Her dirty toes?
As dirty as they were when they were walking through Disneyland in flip-flops.
Okay, what is wrong with people?
Whatever happened to just...
That's so gross.
Where does it... You know, it goes back to Kinsey, too. Look at us. We're covering all territories. Sewing it in. Making a cloth.
Very, very bizarre. And this is what your friend does for a living?
Yeah, well, that and dates rich men for food. She collects unemployment... She runs, goes tanning. Like, she tans from 12 until 4.
Sounds like this girl's got it hooked up, basically.
Yeah, I mean, if some people can manipulate that, I envy it, you know, personally.
Heck yeah, dude. Can
you know?
Yeah, I know. We're all signing up. Yeah.
Signing up for the foot fetish. And she walks, like, you know, almost between $1,000 and $2,000, depending on the night.
And all she has to do is have somebody lick her toes.
Okay, yeah. Where can we sign up?
I can get you that information.
We're going to sign up. Me and Bruiser.
I got pretty ass toes.
Ew. I have little feet. I'm sure someone has a little foot fetish.
Oh my God, they probably asked you to bind it.
Ew.
Can I wrap your foot? So, you guys, the goal is in 2 weeks we'll also be having my own personal CD debut from a song me and a girlfriend are going to be making with the help of Joseph over here. It's very exciting, right?
You're nice. Quite the Renaissance woman there, Ali. Like, a couple weeks ago, it was the t-shirt party. Now it's a CD release party.
www.tomloveskate.com.
Yeah, how about an update on that? How did your t-shirt party go?
T-shirt party went well, and it segued into an exploit t-shirt line, exploitation t-shirt line based on the Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise phenomena. Yeah! The line is called Katieology, with such stunning shirts that say, can I be your Katie? Truly, .. madly, .. Katie, I have the lookbook right in the back.
It's cool. It's really cool.
We're on a race against Kitson, you guys. This is an anti-corporate radio station, so please order your t-shirts through me. We just got our vintage tees in today. Wheeler dealer. Also, I'm going to pass it to... I'm done.
All right, so
how about some music there,
yeah,
baby?
That'd be great. Let's
I hate music.
I hate everything.
Oh, we all love music. It. All right, let's
flip the script.
All right, Kill Radio. Kill Radio.
start shaking. Now's the time to dance all night. Feeding a piece of ice cube. Leave me alone. Pick some lovely photos. Put the drink in the seven steps. That way take you to the king. Sweaty nasty down cellar. It's the most exciting moment. Then the monkeys are making flashing noisy lights. DJs are rock.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. contagious fire spreads across the continent in search of a new victim to lock up under the flames of injustice. Africa is burning in the black man here doing the free.
Sisters dressed up in cultural attire, not realizing that it's more to being black than just talking about it. Africa is burning, and the black man is doing the freak. Tight jeans and Elton John sunglasses, Pierre Cardin sneakers, and a bag of smoke. Africa is burning, and the black man is doing the freak.
Grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling in over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Leave your stepping stones behind. There's something that calls for you. Forget the debt you've left, that will not follow you. Your lover who has just walked through the door has taken off his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. While striking all the match, yeah, ghost haunting you, ghost haunting you. Over now, baby blue.
Is everyone on?
Hey.
I'm on.
Hey.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Keep it on.
Hello. Hi, Kill Radio.
Hi.
Hi, the train wreck. What's up?
Chugga.
Chugga Chugga, Joseph.
Circa.
Circa. Bruiser.
Bruiser.
Shamber.
Shamber.
Shamber. Who just quit her job.
Lucky bitch.
Here, put the music on in the background.
Oh, I like the music in the background.
Yeah.
213-252-0998.
Wow. We were all so talkative a second ago.
I know.
It's like as soon as it goes up.
And we were witty, too.
We were. But we're in the now, now.
Now, now.
And now.
The now is not. Now.
Now's now. Live in the now.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, too. It's like Twister.
Can't even move. I feel trapped.
Yeah.
What's that sound?
Oh. The burrito I had earlier. I did have Mexican
that
last night.
That is so much fun vibrationally in my body. It feels like I just rode like a riding lawnmower. You know, like you still shake afterwards.
Allie.
What? Oh. Who's Allie?
What is that? Is that a doorbell?
It's my phone.
What the hell is that?
Hello? Is
Is that the elevator? Let's, we're going up.
Floor 7. Floor 8. It must have been a personal
the top
call.
Of the building.
Now you can jump.
Jump. Yeah. Prepare.
I'm not jumping. I'm free.
I'm pushing.
Because you believe there's a safety net at the bottom. You believe there's a safety net.
I'm your pusher man.
I'm your pusher man.
Push, push.
If you guys could see my shoulder shake as I speak.
Uh-huh. You got quite some shoulders there, Allie. You look like...
Hey.
You look like a swimmer
Allie,
or something.
She can, She's a little boxer.
Oh, you're a boxer? Yeah. Is this for real?
She's for real a boxer.
Because you have, like, nice arms, and you look like you could beat somebody up pretty good.
They have gone
She'd
to
be
hell.
Pretty good at it. She's quick.
I am.
You were doing, like, this boxing thing, and, like,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
You should see. That's
my friend is
right
this girl
hooks.
I know is a champ world, I think she's world, maybe national, undefeated female boxer.
Wow.
Her name is Julie
Bring her
something.
On.
I don't know her last
wow.
name.
Wow, I gotta get in. I haven't. I mean, I'm on hiatus. It'd be a false statement to say I am.
But
boxing
you were.
Now.
A boxer.
I was in serious training.
Where?
With a guy named Terry, who also trained Denzel Washington for the Hurricane,
mm-hmm.
and he did the Bourne Supremacy stuff. He's really good.
Uh-oh.
Everyone's blown yeah. up. Thank God I lost my phone.
No,
I meant to do it.
This is one of our callers.
Uh-oh. Tell them to call the station.
Call the station.
I am. I'm calling him right now. We can all be part of this. But yeah, I enjoy boxing. I look forward
I've
to it.
I've always wanted
I
look
to
forward
if
to punching
come,
people in the face.
Where do you go?
Well, also, we do light, like, shadow boxing training.
Really?
Once.
Let's
I have
do
a CD,
it.
Like,
we should
jab.
Start off
we
a fight club.
It.
It's a girl's
15
fight.
Minutes, man. Gets
Let's
you
do
going.
213-252-0998. We're looking for this dog.
I've always wanted to box.
213. I mean, yeah, it's really great. I mean, like, I was doing it with her 15 minutes. I was so tired. My
really? Wait,
just,
do you have
like,
a box set up? Do you have, like, a bag set up at your house?
No, we
just
did,
punched
like,
each other in the face.
Fuck the bag.
Fuck
we
the
just
bag.
Go right for
each
it.
Other.
Because we
that's
did that.
Friends
my,
are for.
That's my friend Congo and I went through, like, years ago, a stage of, like, whatever, just whatever. And but we were really sad, and so we just took to, like, hitting each other.
That sounds kind of fun, if you
it
ask me.
It was really fun. But they were
right,
like,
go, Amber.
I'm not against
do it.
It. Yeah, actually.
Ow! Hey, why are you take turns hitting me harder?
But you gotta,
fun.
You can go harder.
No. I'm scared. Oh.
It feels good
after. No, I know. Oh. Trust me. Yeah. I had a box, or actually, you know, you can play that game, like, where someone hits you, and they keep hitting you harder until you say stop,
okay?
Let's
do it.
No. Let me just tell you,
okay,
my
you
whole
me.
Arm right. was
First
black
off,
after.
Know who's gonna
the
win
day
this
after.
One.
People thought I was being abused.
Okay.
Because my, literally... black that
I
whole
know.
Part
okay.
we chickened out when we started the game for ourselves we'd like sock each other
the
and
thing
then
is I might hurt somebody
I, but I really wanted to get a I've never had a black eye
I
and, like,
have
I wanted one
little.
So bad
really
we wimped out
I'll
and punching each other
eye.
In the face
okay oh wait we got the call
oh we got uh-oh. A call
so we'll hold off on the punching contest
we're having a punching
for
the
it.
Phone.
Contest
alright wait huh? Let me turn it up
you are live on killradio.org
Welcome.
Hi, I'm an insane admirer.
Oh,
insane.
You like insane admirers. Who do you admire the most? I can't say. I think it's a mixture of both of you, I'd have to say.
Both of you? There's four of us. Are you crazy?
She is an insane admirer. She has stated that prior to.
I think she's lumped us into two characters in, out of her own fantasy.
Oh, that's right. She can't hear. I'm going to pass the
Where
phone.
Where is she calling from?
Where are you calling from, Insane Admirer?
The Insane Admirer is calling from Orlando, Florida. I listen to you guys every day. Am I really live?
Are you?
Yes.
Yes, you're really live, darling. Welcome to Kill Radio.
You have made my day. I am like
we're not on every day.
We're not on every day.
Oh, well, I record
every week.
You.
Every week
she records
day.
Us. And
oh, that's
every
awesome.
Day.
Yeah, I record you and
whack
then I
job.
Listen to you on my way to work.
That's amazing. What's your favorite thing about us? Just you know, keep the compliments rolling.
Ego,
baby.
I really love your advice on eating and dieting. And
you mean how I always tell you to starve yourself?
You've helped me in ways that I can never do for myself.
Did our tricks on vomiting after meals turn you into the size of your stream?
No.
Wait, hold on. We were hoping that our tricks on how to become a better bulimic have helped you. Did you drop that excess pound?
Yeah, no, I brush after every blow, and I use a straw whenever possible to save my dentures. You know, like, you really have. You've improved me as a person. Well, I can't thank you enough.
I know. Remember, like I always say, make sure nobody sees the roots on either part. Make sure. I heard you're also a bit of a singer.
Oh, who'd you hear that from?
You know, news travels quick from Orlando to L.A. So let's
hear a little bit.
Let's hear a little bit.
Okay. Third day bird sitting on a curb, chirping and burping, need diddy earthworms. On came burp, third day yard side. Third day bird sitting on a curb, chirping and burping, need diddy earthworms. Boy, was he disturbed.
She just starts speaking tongues.
She did
that?
Chili peppers.
That was a song.
That was all right.
Well, I was going to write.
They're weird.
Yurtle the turtle. Oh.
Yeah, you guys got that.
Wow, 10 points for Circa. Come on, now sing.
Okay. I believe that children are the future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them the strength of love
to make it easier. Now let the children's laughter remind how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in informal shadows.
If I fail, if I succeed.
Come on, everyone. At least I'll be living all I believe, no matter what.
How come I don't know the song?
You can never take away
my dignity. And dignity lies in bulimia.
Because the greatest
vomit is inside of me. I've yet to puke so hard.
Hey.
My guts have exited from my esophagus. But I will try and I'll succeed. Three bean burritos is all I need to fill that bowl to the top. I swear I'll make my stomach pop. I love bulimia. Oh, bulimia, you're all I need.
Yay!
Yay, bulimia!
And they said I was the player.
I'm going to pass the phone because some other people have some questions for you.
Okay.
Do you really live in Orlando?
Do you really work for a radio station?
Yes,
I really live in Orlando. It's hot, it's humid, but it's not that bad.
What are you doing there?
Right now, I work for the fine establishment of Einstein's Brothers. We are professionals at catering to your bagel needs.
I have bagel needs.
Yeah, and I make a nice pot of coffee.
Well, would you... out of your love and appreciation for us, want to send us some samples of your bagels?
We can eat them on it.
I like the everything bagel.
Bruiser likes everything bagels. JoJo likes
everything. Poppy.
Everything.
Yay! You got it. Onion, garlic, blueberry, cranberry, all jammed into one fine bread.
With
we'll
lots
send
of
us
stuff
right away.
Okay. Only if you guys can call us at work while you eat them.
Okay, we'll call. We'll give you a little shout out.
All right. Then it's a deal.
I feel it's also important to mention to our other Orlando listeners, the insane admirer on the other end of the phone is also an insane guitarist. So
no
if
way.
Anybody is looking to start a band, I happen to know from her poetic letters to me describing my greatness and intermittently just also discussing the fact her biggest wish is to be part of a band because she can jam.
gosh, stop it.
Move to LA. F Orlando.
Didn't you write a great song for that awesome sister of yours, too, called Hawk Haired Beauty?
Hawk Haired Sister, yep, you got it.
Hawk Haired Beauty.
Yeah, that was a hit down in Costa Rica.
Why? Did you shake it like Shakira?
Even 10 times more.
You should see, I can do a snake better than any dog, any girl in LA.
A snake?
Yeah.
How do you do a snake? Is that a dance move? Or?
Yeah, it's hypnotic. Like, nobody remembers afterwards because I tranced them. Like, they watch me do the snake, they trance. They trance out.
Do you come out of a basket when somebody plays a flute?
They think they do. It's part of my trance technique. Do you have any other songs? Or how about you give some good advice on how to be the skinniest you can be?
Oh, man, guys, I mean, I don't know how to do that. I go for the tips from you guys.
I know. Well, like I said, eat, fruit roll-ups. You get one every 3 days.
A lot of fruit roll-ups.
A lot of fruit roll-ups.
Beef jerky, water, and then caffeine. All the coffee, all the black coffee you can get your grubby little hands on.
It's the poor man's crack?
That's right. It's liquid crack.
No, I think crack's cheaper than coffee now from the last time I was at the Coffee Bean.
Seriously.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, can you say that on air?
Rachel, insane admirer, can say fuck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can,
say whatever you want.
Fuck it.
You girls, you let loose.
Guess what, insane admirer, I quit my job yesterday, so I'm...
Oh, I forgot.
I forgot you can't hear me unless I'm speaking directly into this apparatus here. But I just wanted to share with you that I quit my job yesterday, so I'm free. So I think you should follow in my footsteps and free yourself. Oh, just kidding. Someone said you're not allowed to quit your job. Don't listen to me.
No, it sounded pretty tempting, though. I was like, this sounds good, all right.
See, it's part of my new trans technique.
I think I should go back out to California.
Hey, do you remember this old number? I got a mole on my face like I'm Cindy Crawford.
No!
Also coming out from the back of my red Ford Mustang cruising down the boulevard. If I move the wheel too quick, I'll be in your yard. It's your part. Achoo!
Achoo! Achoo!
God bless
you.
Oh, come on, you used to be quicker. Come look for me in the glove compartment. Let's get on the song ship because now we have a place to expose our unnatural talents.
Unnatural.
Well, now that I have a number to dial in, this insane admirer will be a weekly visitor.
Yeah.
And, I have a cell phone.
Huh? Guess what else?
What?
Rachel, I went on to an amusement park yesterday.
Which one?
Magic Mountain.
Oh, seriously? Which one's your favorite ride?
I only got to go on like 3 or 4, dude. It was so much fun. That's why I wanted more. But yeah, but I thought of you and the Goliath coffee cup.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that guy. Did any of them make you puke?
If a roller coaster can make me puke, that would be my dream.
Yeah.
No, wouldn't it?
You have to start
investing.
We have a vomiting going on today.
We're going to play some music, but thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling. Oh,
keep throwing up, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, I'll call you after my next herd.
All right, have a good cue.
Kill Radio, give us a call, motherfuckers. 213-252-0998.
Really?
I'm saying that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and hoes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Fuck who's the baddest, approaching status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners, but something must have got in us, cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition, keeping this rapper vessel, speak at a western sliders, cause it provides us with the proper insights that guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go, but as long as we leaving, thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of
I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers, keeping it real, packing still, getting high.
I'm in the mood, like, that's why. Anyway, she's a trip. Here, she's back, okay? So what do you do? I don't get it. You're on a radio show?
Yeah, on the radio, and you're on right now.
How embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it's totally not. It's like great.
Anyways, well, good. Are you getting paid for this?
No.
Oh, is this like you for you to get some exposure out there or what?
Yeah, pretty much. Who's this? Go get to cleaning your house.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you just show your tits on the internet? You'll be perfect.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm great at it.
That'll give you
well, I do that already.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah.
Oh, I show mine every Friday. Anyways. All right, sweetie, but listen, she's sidetracking me. You know Tracy instigating bitch. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, hold on, all right?
Is that Tracy?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey. Who is that on the... Who's on the... Oh, it was Sherry.
It was Sherry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would have... I held it in. I could have let it all out. Hey, wait, hold on. Let me see if any of these other fine young ladies need to have
this
a word with you
hot
here.
Hot and sizzling.
Get up in it, start a rub, get the watch off, I'm a roller up, big wheels, Cadillac grilled up, keep your Escort, daddy got the dealer, custom, plus them, 22s, what you say, what's them, third row, square tens, I let the bass hit, so they wear in, so loud, roll out, tint the windows for the hydro cloud. Big trucks, best when it's cold out. Hear me pulling up in front of your house. When I hops in, it gets the chop in. All cheap niggas, keep it knocking, knocking. Here we go, another chapter. I ain't licking no neck, no back. Better get my nuts, my sack. Whether in my truck, my pad. My thug niggas know what I mean. A live bitch, that's what I need. And I ain't about to spend no money on her. Nothing more than 100 on her. To discover and I'm running on her. In a minute I'll be coming on her. That's it, like that quick.
It's a curfew hour. What you searching for? Hold up, I'm up to. We sailed away in the last time, boss. So I didn't create that fire when I come good. Keep work, keep
refrain from the
need some inspiration right now, all you need to know is quit your job.
It's about time to see my ways.
Yeah, well, look who's the hypocrite. Who still has a job?
Dude, I haven't been to work.
Oh, why? Because you had finals, BB.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, just for you, the listening audience, to know, our record player
is
sounds kind of shitey.
Shitey.
But we're going to play some
We don't
punk
care.
Rock,
this is
so
a train wreck, bitch. Don't call with your complaints. Keep them to yourself.
No, we want them to call with their complaints.
Just kidding.
Call up and talk shit to
BB
us.
BB loves we haters.
Love yeah, we love the haters.
I love the haters. I love to hate.
Hates the haters.
Shambra. Wanna cue that up?
Hey, someone play some music. Oh, wait, they're
side
on.
Side A.
Wait, hold on, we're pranking someone.
Oh, yes.
Hello?
Hi.
You're live on killradio.org.
Oh, what's up, killradio.org?
What's
man?
Up?
What
I'm
are
having
you
a
doing
coffee.
Right now?
I'm drinking coffee at Starbucks.
Oh my god. Does that mean you don't have a job in the middle of the day? What are you doing chilling at Starbucks?
I mean, psychobabble. Psychobabble.
Oh, psycho.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Is that?
No, it's not Ivan. We can't say his name.
Okay.
Let's give him like a...
His name's Johnny.
Johnny.
That's my Starbucks name.
Johnny. But I thought you were at Psychobabble. What's the Psychobabble name?
I mean Psychobabble name, sorry.
You don't want to admit to where you drink coffee, man.
Okay.
It is okay.
I thought the idea of pre-calling is like hanging up and saying
interesting
stuff.
Stories.
Yeah, let's do an actual prank call. Yeah,
an actual prank call?
Yeah. This is...
I'm live.
Ask him if his refrigerator's running.
I'm with my friend.
What?
You don't care. I'm with my friend.
I think there says what?
Hey, I was tuning into you guys. That's pretty amazing, huh?
You tuned in?
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you tuned out.
I tuned out to go to Starbucks. I'm going to tune back in like 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good. And then you're going to call up with something yep. interesting under a different alias.
For sure.
Oh, all yeah.
right. Wait, no.
Well, wait,
no.
We
only
want to talk to someone from Starbucks.
Yes.
We want to talk to someone
oh, he
from
hung
Starbucks.
Up.
Can you put someone on?
Did he hang up?
He hung up.
Fucker. Ugh. Foiled again. Hey, yeah.
We suck.
It doesn't work. Oh, wait. So you got to put it to the left, that little...
No. What I'm saying is look at how it's playing.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's fucked up. That's why we weren't using it.
That works just fine. It's magic. See, it just loves punk rock. We don't care. We just want.
It's just lame. I mean, it's cool for people in bands. You. Like, I mean, you know, it's a great way to network or whatever.
Yeah, but it's bad if you're stalking.
You're so mad right now. You're
bad
mad.
If you're crazy.
You know what? No. Aww. No reason to be mad.
Yeah, let's talk about something else.
Let's talk about anything but stupid crap queer MySpace.com.
You can't help that girls are, you know, like.
Are girls that aggressive?
Yes.
Yes.
Are.
Come everyone, on. Does it work?
Just, you know, I don't know.
Because it's not working. Passivity isn't working for me. Oh, we got a phone call.
It's MySpace calling.
It's MySpace. They're everywhere. They're with Clear Channel now.
Yeah.
Clear
Radio.
What up?
Ow!
Who's this? This is Johnny.
Oh, hey, what up, Johnny? Are you still at Psycho Babble?
No, you know, I left. I walked down the street to the bookstore, bought me some books.
Independent books?
And, I have a report, though. I have a report. Am I on the air?
Yeah, we're on.
I'm on the air? Oh, hey, what's up, everybody out there? Oh, it's a little delay, huh? Okay, so my report for today is there's a lot of pregnant women out there.
Yeah.
I hope that's not contagious.
Yeah,
really?
Not contagious, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Audis. I guess they all have Audis. Damn, I don't know. But so yeah, that's my report for today, everybody.
Report back from Johnny, Johnny Starbucks. Okay?
No, Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls. That's Johnny GINNI.
Oh.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Johnny Balls.
What do you think of girls with pot bellies?
Or beer bellies.
Pot bellies and beer bellies?
Yeah.
Man, it's cool if it's, you know, a small little, like, kind of pouch.
Kangaroo-esque?
Pouch right there.
We got kangaroo-esque.
But if it's too big, you know, I don't know, then you kind of maybe wonder if they're getting pregnant or something.
Are you not down with the chubs?
A little worried.
Do you get down with the chubs?
Do I get down with the chubs? For sure. I think that all girls... No, seriously, like, I think that... I mean, I know it sounds kind of cheesy, but I think that all girls have something special about them. So if you can just recognize it, whatever it
and
is.
Go to 1414 North Vermont, and he'll show you what he means. No, do you really feel like, have you been with a girl that's 200 plus?
200 plus? No, I haven't. But you never know. You never know. I had this, actually... I was kind of entertaining this fantasy that I had last summer, and it's still kind of, it hasn't been fulfilled yet, so I'm still holding a candle for it. It's two plump, my real dream is like two plump, like Latina girls in a bubble bath with me. And
are you in between the two girls, or are you watching them in the bath?
No, me with them, like... With, like, you know, we're smoking weed, we're on coke, and drinking orange juice, and then, like, light, like, deep house, low on the stereo.
Deep house, low on the stereo.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of just, like, not real loud, just, like, kind of mellow
and
volume.
And they're
washing
you?
For sure. And I'm washing them.
Wow, that you really got the details worked out.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, it is. I think that the goal should be maybe next week your update would be you make that happen.
Word.
And see if the real
word
thing
to the mother.
Word. We got a word all around from all the DJs here.
Well, I've downgraded my fantasy to just any two girls that like are reasonably hot. They don't have to be plump, you know, they could be like slender, whatever. So, you know, if anyone out there is thinking about it, call in.
213-252.
Oh, my God, Johnny, our IM board.
The message board's lighting up.
Hold on, shit. Johnny, right here. Latino twins. Are you okay with twins in the bathtub with you?
Let me think about it. Yeah, that'd be cool.
They said they'll fondle you, but they won't fondle each other. Does that negate your fantasy?
It takes away from it, but we can work it out.
Whoa, they said their other girlfriend, who's a blonde, though, she'll go in, too, so it's 3-1. How are those?
3-1. Okay, that's cool. I'm not really that into blondes, but you know what? I'm not the one to prejudge. I'm down. If that's what it takes. to make their fantasies work out too. Okay. I'm willing to put in work.
And they said, do you have a bathtub big enough?
For sure. We'll get a hotel with a big jacuzzi.
And you're fronting the dough for this.
I'll front the dough, sure.
Yeah?
No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll even tip the bellboy.
No, that'll take away, but just as long as you get all the incidentals. And you'll report back to us, correct?
Yeah, for sure. So anybody out there, you know, go ahead and call in for Johnny Balls.
Johnny Balls, and it's okay. We got a 220. Holy shit. We got two 220s right now.
220s?
220s. Pounders.
Wow.
They said more water in there. Love. Oh, one girl said you've never seen an ass so sweet.
Oh, wow. I can't wait. Just no farting in the bathtub, though.
Well, that depends what you feed him beforehand, now, doesn't it? She said you could slip your penis between the rolls in her stomach. Have you done that?
That's a little too big. See, that might be a little too big. See, I was saying plump, not like fat, big. But maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Wait, it doesn't hurt. I saw Kinsey last night, which was all about, letting go of, societal restrictions on sex.
I heard about that.
There's a scale, straight being one and homosexual being six, and most people fall between a two to a three. Where do you fall on the sex scale?
A one and a six, homosexual being six?
The six, yeah.
You know, I'd have to say probably a two.
A two.
You know, because I'll see guys and I'll be like, oh, that guy's a nice body, but I definitely won't want to get down.
Did you have any college experiences?
I've been in the position where I could get down, and I didn't get down because I didn't want to. So
yeah,
I know that I probably won't. I mean, maybe if they shave all their body hair or something, I don't know, maybe. But nah, I wouldn't get down.
Let's go. What about prison? You're in prison for 20 years.
That's a tough one.
I mean,
that's
like,
right,
I don't think you'd have a choice.
You wouldn't have. Well, especially if you saw Johnny Balls. He's kind of a stallion, correct?
That's just my family name. I mean, I don't mean to brag or anything.
No.
It could be genetics or something, but that's just my family name.
And we heard you're also a bit of a musician.
Hey, what's that?
You're also a bit of a musician.
Oh, yeah, I play the strings of love. No, I was tripping out when you guys called me at a Starbucks. I mean, Psychobabble. I was like, whoa, what kind of radio show is this where the radio show calls you? That's pretty cool. I got to give it up to you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to, life's too short. We're expediting all processes. It's about being late,
Yeah.
Shave some ears.
Sure.
Hold on, somebody else wants to say hi.
So, we're looking forward to the next week's update, once you fulfill your fantasy.
Yeah, go to my website, twoplumplatinas.com.
Sign
I'm
up
sorry,
there.
.net.
We're looking forward to it.
twoplumplatinas.net.
Well, Johnny Boz, we gotta get rolling. 4 o'clock.
I got some margaritas.
Okay.
Well, next week.
We're going to drink margaritas.
We're gonna go drink margaritas.
Oh, all right, well, have fun. Actually, how much do you guys weigh?
Drinking margaritas.
I don't know. All together, probably about...
200?
Really?
Yeah.
No. I had this
bulimics.
Other fantasy about
bulimics.
Skinny girls.
Skinny girls?
All right, well, I guess I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, we'll hear about the skinny girls next week.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Johnny Balls.
All right.
Johnny Balls is being funny. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, this is a train wreck every Wednesday, 2 to 4. With Joseph, and we had a Circa 92 Shamber. Bruiser.
And Bruce.
Johnny
Ray
Balls.
Chief
from Orlando.
Our chief morality expert, our modern day Kinzer.
What'd she say? She brushes.
She brushes?
She brushes after something.
Every Who said
blow?
What?
Every blow.
Oh, she brushes blow, right? after every yeah. blow. That's a classy chick.
Yeah, very classy.
Classy Hot. Chick. She got the finger brush. Just to those Orlando girls. Bye. Sorry.